he told himself, was quite a lot still. Perhaps she even knew him better than he did himself. I'm not responsible for my looks, he said after a moment, to make a joke of it. They surprise me too, sometimes.
And what you do? She said,
the sunset's glow rubbing false colour into her pale, thin face.
Will you surprise yourself when you leave here?
Why do you always assume I'm going to leave? He said, annoyed, stuffing his hands into the thick jacket's pockets and staring at the hemisphere of disappearing star. I keep telling you I'm happy here.
Yes, she said. You keep telling me.
Why should I want to leave? She shrugged, slipped one arm through his, put her head to his shoulder.
Bright lights, big crowds, interesting times, other people.
I'm happy here with you, he told her, and put his arm round her shoulders. Even in the bulky quilting of the jacket, she seemed slim, almost fragile. She said nothing for a moment. Then, in quite a different tone, and so you should be. She turned to face him, smiling. Now, kiss me. He kissed her, hugged her. Looking down over her shoulder, he saw something small and red move on the trampled snow near her feet. Look, he said, breaking away, stooping. She squatted beside him, and together they watched the tiny, stick-like insect crawl slowly, laboriously over the surface of the snow. One more living, moving thing on the blank face of the world.
That's the first one I've seen, he told her.
She shook her head, smiling.
You just don't look, she chided.
He put out one hand and scooped the insect into his palm before she could stop him.
Oh, Hawser,
she said, her breath catching on a tiny hook of despair. He looked, uncomprehending, at her stricken expression, while the snow creature died from the warmth of his hand. The clear air turbulence dropped toward the planet, circling its ice-bright layers of atmosphere from day to night and back again, tipping over the equator and tropics as it spiraled in. Gradually, it encountered that atmosphere, ions and gases, ozone and air. It swooped through the world's thin wrapping with a voice of fire, flashing like a large, steady meteorite across the night sky, then across the dawn terminator, over steel-grey seas, tabular bergs, ice tables, floes and shelves, frozen coasts, glaciers, mountain ranges, permafrost tundra, more crushed pack ice, and, finally, as it bellied down on its pillars of flame, land again. Land on a 1,000-kilometre peninsula, sticking out into a frozen sea like some monstrous fractured limb set in plaster.
There it is, Wobslin said, watching the mass sensor screen.
A bright, winking light tracked slowly across the display. Hawser looked over.
The mind? He asked.
Wobslin nodded. Right density, 5 kilometres deep. He punched some buttons and squinted at figures scrolling across the screen.
On the far side of the system from the entrance, and moving.
The pinpoint of light on the screen disappeared. Wobslin adjusted the controls, then sat back, shaking his head.
Sensor needs an overhaul. Its range is right down.
The engineer scratched his chest and sighed.
Sorry about the engines too, Hawser.
The changer shrugged. Had the motors been working properly, or had the mass sensor's range been adequate, somebody could have remained on the cat, flying it if necessary, and relaying the mine's position to the others in the tunnels. Wobslin seemed to feel guilty that none of the repairs he'd tried to effect had significantly improved the performance of either motors or sensor.
Never mind, Hawser said, watching the waste of ice and snow passing beneath them. At least now we know the thing's in there.
The ship guided them to the right area, though Hawser recognised it anyway from the times he'd flown the single small flyer the base was allowed. He looked for the flyer as they made their final approach, in case somebody happened to be using it. The snow-covered plain was ringed by mountains. The clear air turbulence swept over a pass between two peaks, shattering the silence, tearing dusty snow from the jagged ridges and crags of the barren rocks on either side. It slowed further, coming in nose up on its tripod of fusion fire. The snow on the plain beneath picked itself up and stirred as though uneasy at first. Then, as the craft dropped lower and lower, the snow was blown, then ripped from the frozen ground beneath and thrown away in vast swirling rolls of heated air, mixing snow and water, steam and plasma particles in a howling blizzard, which swept across the plain, gathering strength as the vessel dropped. Hawser had the cat on manual. He watched the screen ahead, saw the false created wind of stormy snow and steam in front, and beyond it, the entrance to the command system.